This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. But enough about me.
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella!
Marlon Brando in the 1951 film version of A Streetcar Named Desire. At Christie's Auction House in New York tomorrow, true Brando fans have the chance to buy more tangible mementos at the sale of the late actor's estate. Helen Bailey is the head of popular arts for Christie's. She led the team that cataloged items at the Los Angeles home where he lived for decades above Hollywood on Mulholland Drive in a compound next door to his friend Jack Nicholson.
We went through the house first and we knew that all the film memorabilia was in one lockup in the grounds of the house. And we took about 2 to 3 days to actually go through that lockup. And it wasn't just film stuff, it was things that he had kept for years and years, like back copies of magazines and things like that.
There are some pretty good finds there. Give me a sample, would you?
One of the first things we came across was a big box marked The Godfather. So I got very excited about that. And in there was two of his scripts, one which is annotated with lots of little scribbles about how he's going to play the character of Don Vito Corleone.
And a letter from Mario Puzo, the author of the book. That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah, that was a wonderful find. The letter was written to him just after Puzo had actually published The Godfather, saying that he thought he was the only actor who could play The Godfather.
Now, I read in an article about the auction that you have valued that letter at $800 to $1,200. Don't you think you could do better than that?
Well, it's a very difficult thing to estimate. A letter per se from Mario Puzo, if that was to come up at a normal books and manuscript sale, that estimate would be very ambitious. It's something like this is very difficult to estimate because it's such a unique item that's never come on the market before and there's no precedent for it.
All right, aside from the movie stuff, there are a lot of personal items too.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things about this auction because it really does give a look at all the facets to him that aren't really publicly known and really does dispel a lot of the myths about his private life. For example, not many people knew what a talented musician he was. And, that's shown in all the instruments and particularly the conga drums that are in the cell. And then we have a huge collection of books, his whole library of books on every single topic from the discovery of DNA to how to dig a well in your garden. And he tended to write a lot in his books as well. So that gives us a great insight into what he was thinking as he was reading these books.
There's one thing I haven't seen on this list that I would think should be there, and I don't know why it's not. That's a T-shirt. Shouldn't you have a Marlon Brando T-shirt?
We didn't find any Streetcar Named Desire T-shirts, I'm afraid.
He doesn't have any T-shirts.
There are T-shirts, but certainly not ones that we can pinpoint as saying they were from Streetcar Named Desire, unfortunately.
He wore a T-shirt in Apocalypse Now.
In Apocalypse Now as well, yep. But again, that T-shirt does not seem to be there, that particular one. There are some T-shirts in the cell, but they were in fact bought for Brando, I believe, when he was starring in a film called The Score, which was the last film he did.
Oh, right, yeah. Those would be size 56, maybe. I mean, he was pretty big in that movie.
They would be a little bit larger than Apocalypse Now or certainly Streetcar Era, yes.
Have you had any auction in the past that might compare with this one?
Well, yeah, we sold the personal property of Marilyn Monroe in 1999. I did help out on that sale, and I also worked recently on the two sales of Eric Clapton's guitars that we did here in New York as well.
That's a pretty good job you've got there, isn't it?
It's not a bad old job.
Helen Bailey of Christie's Auction House, overseeing the auction of Marlon Brando's goods. Helen Bailey, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
And this note, among other items, Marlon Brando kept videos and DVDs of some of the movies that he'd made, especially performances that left so many of us bedazzled. Here's a moment from one that he appeared to like, Apocalypse Now, with Martin Sheen.
Are you an assassin? I'm a soldier. You're neither. You're an errand boy. Sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.